City staff faced a public dressing down in council Wednesday during debate on a report into a rooming house fire 2 years ago. 11 rooming tenants were left without heat, hot water, and power for 6 months. And the city did little to stop it. Toronto's ombudsman, Kwame Addo, launched an investigation when a complaint from the tenants' union landed on his desk. It all came out in a report last week. And at council on Wednesday, the city took a hard look at the bylaws that protect tenants and hold landlords accountable. The mayor made it her first item of business, criticizing what she called the uncaring culture of Toronto's public service.
What kind of culture do we have in our public service that ignore the essential need of the public?
It started in September of 2023, just as the weather began to turn. A fire broke out in a two-story rooming house in northwest Toronto. The fire was small, and there were no injuries. The building endured only minor damage. But that fire led utility providers to shut off the building's gas and power to one floor. This would allow for inspections and repairs to be made, a requirement of municipal law. The landlord was responsible for then restoring those services, but they didn't. The ombudsman shared with councillors on Wednesday what kinds of horrors the tenants witnessed over the six-month period where they had no access to heat, water, or electricity.
We have no heat. We have no running water. We have no power. They heard it 8 times, and nothing was done. Completely ignored or didn't care whether someone living in this city could survive in the middle of winter without heat, without running water. What does that tell us?
A multi-tenant house or rooming house is a building where 4 or more rooms are rented out to separate people. Tenants may share the kitchen or the washroom, but they do not live together as a single housekeeping unit. The multi-tenant houses bylaw, which came into force in 2024, city staff say the bylaw turns larger houses in Toronto into safe and affordable housing. Members of council on Wednesday didn't shy away from grilling city officials.
And to what I read earlier, amazing opportunity to own this vacant 3-unit building in Toronto. Main floor unit has been recently renovated with new kitchen, quartz countertop, stainless steel appliances, main floor and second floor apartments. Wow! $1.5 million, 11 tenants out, 11 tenants gone, 11 tenants living with no heat, no power, no water for such a long time. That is unconscionable. That's egregious.
Councillor Paula Fletcher says it's critical to protect affordable housing units and the tenants staying within them. She told the council this was a culture fail.
Every single staff handling this file went home to heat, went home to water, and went home to power while these folks were living in these conditions. It is shameful, and I believe everybody is ashamed that this happened in our city.
The Municipal Licensing and Standards Division failed to enforce the bylaw that requires landlords to provide essential services. Bylaw officers didn't visit the property until more than 2 weeks after tenants submitted the request, according to the report. The licensing board says the response is usually within 24 hours. And when they finally arrived, the report found they did not collect any evidence and did not use their authority to restore service, leaving it up to the discretion of the landlord.
So here's 11 tenants that were now forced out of very affordable rent, under rent control, into untenable situations for themselves, very high rent.
Most of the tenants who lived in the rooming house were low-income residents. Some had disabilities. Well, one tenant was almost 7 months pregnant at the time of the fire. Mayor Chow says these are tenants already at a disadvantage in the system.
In this case, they're vulnerable because they are low-income. They are newcomers. They did not know the system. They did not know to call the counselors or their mayor. They only heard about 311. So they called 311 repeatedly, pleading for help.
Ombudsman Addo takes up the story.
As fall turned to winter, the tenants remained in unhabitable conditions. They slept under multiple blankets, wore jackets to bed, had their clothing and bedding ruined by mildew, and lived without running water to cook or bathe. One tenant described it as torture.
10 of the tenants eventually left the building. The ombudsman said they were forced into accommodations with higher rent and weaker legal protections because they were left with no other option. One tenant did remain throughout the winter, but still without heat and water. The executive director of the licensing division, Carlton Grant, was questioned about his office's failure to enforce these bylaws. Sounding contrite, he said his division has implemented new protocols to avoid repetition.
It's important that we learn from this and we disaggregate vital services from a general inquiry. It's important that it gets that highlight that it needs and deserves, and that's something that we have done and will continue to do.
Addo called on the Licensing and Standards Division to review how it enforces rental housing standards to improve bylaw training, among other measures in his report. City staff agreed to 27 recommendations on Wednesday, but despite the adjustments council put forward to improve the enforcement bylaws, Mayor Chow said there's much deeper problems at play here.
I am not confident at this point that we have fixed this kind of culture. I don't know. But I will not stand by. I will not allow this kind of behavior to happen.
Councillor Alejandro Bravo backed Chow, saying this was not the result of just one bad apple, but a failure of the systems in place.
Because this is a kind of eviction by neglect and even abuse of people. And this is a truly horrifying situation. Landlords cannot in any way be supported or have the city take on liabilities or costs that really belong to them and their obligations to their tenants.
Addo's report found that bylaw officers and city management made a number of decisions that advantaged the landlord at the expense of the tenants.
I think above all, this is a report about how landlords exploit tenants for rent in the city of Toronto. And that this is happening all across this city is something that we really have to hold when we think about the level of work, the scope, the extent of the urgency and the amount of work that there is to do in this area.
The city is to provide a status update on the execution of the new recommendations by the 1st of November. The city manager must also report to the Housing Rights Advisory Committee within the year. Our theme music is created and produced by Robert Johnston. This is Mia Johnson with the Local Journalism Initiative.